Welcome to Saturdays with Sri and Kira as we explore the mysteries. This is your backstage pass to the private conversations between Sri, Kira, and the Ascended Realms. The place where magic dwells and the secrets are revealed. Humanity is at the moment of self-ascension for all who choose to open their eyes, expand their hearts, and claim their mastery. Provocative? For sure. Authentic? Definitely. Ready to get on the ride of your life and trust the universe to get you the rest of the way? Call forward a smile of mastery. And here are Sri and Kira.
Hey, namaste, beloveds, from a beautiful afternoon here in the Andes Mountains in Ecuador. I am Kira Roth.
And I am Sri Ram Kai, and we're delighted to be with you live, and alive.
Well, you know, live and alive. And I think I would be remiss if I wouldn't talk about, you know, my beloved husband went, we have these great viveros here. A vivero is like a flower shop.
Yeah, plant nursery.
Like a nursery here. Yeah. And where we live here in Paute, guys, it's so amazingly beautiful. So Sri went out and he came home. Literally, he had to rent a truck to bring home. What did you buy? Like 1,000? Plants or some insane amount of plants. Anyway,
there were about 200.
Yeah, well, okay. But it felt like 1,000. I'll tell you that, guys. You look at all those plants. But the poinsettias, and he got, what'd you get, a dozen? They're so beautiful. And so I'm just sitting here opening up the show, thinking of all of you, connecting with all of you, and, you know, cup of coffee in hand and ready to continue the conversation you and I have been having all day. This is a big one.
Well, I'll tell you what, poinsettias are a seasonal flower and they're beautiful. They bring a blanket of this vibrant red energy, contrasting to the green. And they're very reminiscent of the essence of the holiday season, because I think as we are sitting here just after the solstice.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, how
December,
many of you,
I mean, wow.
Yeah. And, you know, we're all still in it, aren't we? You know, and Sri and I have really been feeling into this and noticing this energy. And I'm sure you guys all are, too. And, you know, I just want to share that we are so delighted to be connecting with you right here at TFR Live. And if you're in the chat room, hey, welcome. We're glad you're here. We are also simulcasting over at OnenessTalkRadio.com. I've got people in the chat room over there. We love you. Thank you for joining us. And here at Explore the Mysteries, our real joy is found in inviting you into these conversations. You know, Sri and I have been blessed to be out in the public domain. We're actually going to be starting our 17th year. Our anniversary is coming up, Sri, January 3rd.
January 3rd,
just
we got
reminder.
Married.
Yeah.
Who are you reminding?
Yeah, really. No, but it just hit me the other day. I'm like, oh my God, we're hitting our 17th year in just a few weeks. And I love the magic of the 17, and so do the cosmic Essene, and there's all this magic in that energy, because of course, you know, the 1 plus the 7 equals the 8. And the reason I'm inviting you guys into this is that if you have a question, ask. If you would like to get a mini soul reading, ask. And you can do that, I believe. Can we take calls?
Absolutely. So the chat room, both at TFR Live and OnenessTalkRadio.com, the chat rooms are up. They're alive. We're looking at them. And also, you can give us a call at 213-233-3998. I'll say it again. Write it down.
Say it again.
213-233-3998. And you can get in the queue and we'll say hi on air.
Yeah, well, you know, I love that. And so, guys, today was one of those days where, you know, the solstice was so profound. And isn't there a moment when no matter what is going on, something as simple and as beautiful and as profound as the solstice gives us an opportunity to just take a breath, you know, to just kind of step back, take a breath and go, wait a minute. Let me welcome in more balance, you know, and Sri and I have been very blessed because we've had, as I think all of you know, Alan and Sandra have been here with us, and they're actually currently now in Cuenca over with Johanna and getting ready to enjoy the Cuenca Christmas activities while Sri and I scurry around here really like little elves kind of getting everything ready. And the reason that the solstice has played such a profound moment for all of us is Are you in this energy of expansion and contraction paying attention to your balance center? Or are you being caught up in the chaos? You know, let's just face it, guys. I think if anybody right now would tell me that they are not having something go wonky with their tech, I'd be blown away by it.
Because it's that time.
It is that time. It seems like literally every person we speak with, either there's a connection issue or some wild issue. And one of the greater things to look at is the energy, the free floating energy of chaos that is kind of like attached to the planetary thought body. If you pay attention to this free floating chaotic energy, my angels, what you're going to discover is that if you want to call chaos in, you can absolutely get an abundance of it right now. And I don't think it's anything new to share that it's obvious there is a great positioning. There are alignments that are happening energetically all around not only this planet, but the entire universe right now. And this is something to pay attention to because we are at another grand convergence moment. And this is what Sri and I have been talking about for the past 2 days and are happy to have you guys join us in this combo.
Absolutely. You know, sometimes we get so filled up with our own stuff that we forget the greater world. And I mean this on every level.
Absolutely.
You know, many people are very preoccupied with their own life experience and they don't have a lot of room for others. And as we grow in our inner peace and our compassion, we tend to expand and we have other people's lives and concerns are important to us.
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
What about this planet?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, as we expand our consciousness and our love, we begin to really notice that Gaia, Mother Earth, has been suffering for a long time, as have the creatures of the earth.
Yeah.
Yet, in spite of that, there is a robust energy of creation, of life, that is the gift of Gaia that keeps giving.
Mm.
Well, what happens when we expand beyond Gaia? And we begin to accept that this is one planet in a cosmos of infinite potential and creation.
Well, and then when we can begin to really start anchoring, and I've been sharing with Sri about this witnessing, right? The witnessing of the witness. So imagine, my loves, that as we are like, you know, I feel like we're all just on this marathon and we've made it, right? And we're all there and now we're getting that final moment of, you know, that adrenaline at the very end, knowing that we've done it. And here we are. Are you simultaneously feeling the weariness of the conflict in whatever way it's manifesting around you? However, also simultaneously experiencing the absolute thrill. And for me, it's like a thrill or an adrenaline of the imminent opportunity ahead for all beings who are focused in the light, in the positive.
Because we are not only at a time of completion, we're at a time of expansion. And I want to play with this for a second. Imagine a spinning vortex. When you are at the, well, let me even take this into a different example. Remember the merry-go-round and in your childhood playground, you know, that big wheel. And
when you mention that, I get dizzy.
You know,
I remember it.
And when you sat in the very center,
ooh,
you were okay. But as you got near the edge, the centrifugal forces would want to throw you off.
Literally.
Well, take that image of being at the center of this whirling vortex, and you're able to notice 360 degrees all around you.
Right, right.
And you're able to take it all in. Even though things are moving and spinning, you have a sense of motion, yet a sense of connection to all.
Now, let's take that further. Okay, so now you're in that center. And you witness the ones on the edge of that whirling vortex. But then, as you are in the center witnessing them, you're also aware of what's happening on the whole other end of the playground.
Mm-hmm.
And you're able to see how what's happening on the other end of the playground is affecting what's happening on that edge, is affecting what's happening in the center. And from there, you're able to witness all of it. You lift up. And this is what I'm talking about, Sri. I have been, guys, this energy has been so available. And remember, this is what 2019 is birthing. It is birthing this divine awareness. So if you are able to really let go of all of the drama of the illusion for what it is, distraction, It's just distraction. This is, you know, this is whatever it takes to be able to stop you from going to the next level. And this is what I was talking about earlier. It's kind of like this, the way I see it is, if you imagine the planetary thought body as kind of like this, I don't know, gaseous, you know, like almost the way you would see the ozone layer, right? So just imagine that. But on the edges of the planetary thought body, there's like this stuff that's not sticking. It's not anything that you want. It's almost like the acid rain of the planetary thought body.
No.
You know, that would be the way I would describe it. Well, that energy is what is loving and feeding this kind of free-floating chaos energy. And so it's extremely, I can't share this more with any more love and intensity, but it is extremely important to be paying attention right now to where your consciousness is, where your joy is. And you know, last night, I've got to say it, or two nights ago, because you know me in linear time, I'm in the kitchen cooking and my beloved comes in and we're dancing. And that's part of staying in the moment of the creation versus the moment of the drama.
Well, it's an interesting mind shift to be able to just take a breath and be in the moment of celebration versus to be consumed by the tasks and responsibilities and that which was set in motion at a prior moment. You know, each and every one of us is learning how to modulate our consciousness.
Yeah.
You might be learning unconsciously or you might be learning actively. Nonetheless, your entire life is the sequence of your learnings. Now, a lot of people repeat their learnings over and over and over, and they get really good at repeating that which they learned some time ago.
So I have to jump in because this is what I call, and Sri and I have really had so much experience with this along the way. There are people that have 1 year spiritual awakening repeated 20 times, and then there's people that have honestly been expanding for 20 years.
Yeah.
And it's a very different thing.
It is indeed. And I want to just kind of bring this all together because your life is a sacred journey.
Yeah.
Our words do not define our life. Our words are the amusement that we use.
I love it. It's
you
so
know,
true.
What you type in the chat room, what you're thinking in your head and the emails you send.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Those are amusements.
Yeah,
those are subsets of a greater picture.
Yeah.
And in many cases, they're a distraction to keep you, let's just say, content in your ignorance.
Mm.
Because the more we have an opinion, the more we are missing the bigger picture.
Right.
When we are opinionless, we're either thinking we're stupid or we're thinking we're at peace. and you can choose which one is going to be more appropriate. So here we are at this grand time. And this time is like that merry-go-round in the playground. Are you going to stand in the center of the cyclone, the center of the spin, and take in what the portal is offering? Or are you going to move to the periphery where you're trying to either slow down the spin or hang on for dear life? And in that case, you'll be whipsawed by all of the chaos.
Mm-hmm.
That metaphor is there. And it's available for you to kind of play with as you look at your lives. Because if we do not bring in the big picture, we will be consumed by the details of the minutiae.
Well, you know, Sri, this is something that I think all of us need to remember, right? Is that where is your focus? Where is your attention? You know, this month of December specifically, as we are in this moment of culmination, and how many of you right now, you know, we're 4 days from a very major holiday for the Christian world. And, you know, it's a holiday season, whether you're Christian or not, there's just this energy going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Is it your season of illumination? Or, and remember, my angels, where the greatest light gathers, so does the dark. And this is why there is this moment before us right now, and I keep calling it like the great coagulation, and this energy is just like railroading toward New Year's. And all I can share is that as you come into New Year's Eve, it's going to feel, and I'm sorry I keep describing it this way, but it's going to feel like this big hand came out of the sky and flipped on an on switch. And we're going to take illumination to a level, the opportunity to take illumination to a level it has not gone before is there. And I am here calling every single light worker out and saying, get up, get counted, get your voice open, come, you know, support radio shows like this, support TFR Live, support Oneness Talk Radio. Go to our website, sriankira.com. Learn more about yourself, because that's how you'll make the change. You are already a master. And Sri and I are so committed to this that there's two things we're doing in the next 2 weeks. One of them is we are launching our app, Sri and Kira. And the Sri and Kira app is 100% free. It will be available on all platforms, Android, iPhone, iPad, Android app, whatever. You'll be able to use this app. And we're doing this because we all, every single one of us, my loves, including Sri and I, we are better together. And when we can stick out our hands and create rather than compare, then together we manifest this world. And in 2019, and I kid you not, it'll be New Year's Eve, a flip switch, we have an opportunity to do more than we've done in a long time. And that's pretty exciting.
Well, it is. It is indeed. Because this year, 2018, is coming to culmination. And this is back to the analogy. What happens when one vortex comes to culmination? That which was traveling with it gets a boost into the next vortex or portal.
There it is.
It's like you have these spinning energies that are lifting you, that are carrying you, that are guiding you, and there's going to be a handoff.
Yeah, there is.
And that handoff into 2019 is really about divine discernment and people beginning to really get crystal clear on the difference between the egoic chatter and the authenticity that is there for you.
I love that you're saying that, Sri. I'm just so excited listening to you. You know, you guys, you should see me. I'm sitting here like a little kid going, oh, Sri, let me talk. Because
you can talk.
Can I talk now? Do I have permission? Awesome. So guys, you know, I mentioned earlier two things I want to share. First one is, I said Sri and I were doing two things. One of them is the app. The other is, please, with all my heart and soul, join us New Year's Eve. Try to join us live. We're broadcasting live from Tosa Blue Mountain at 6 p.m. Pacific time. It is free, but you need your invite. So send your request for an invitation to namaste@sriandkira.com, and we will send you your invitation on how to connect with us. And it's going to go live at 6 p.m. Pacific time. And also, as I don't know if you call a bonus or not, but Sri and I will also be delivering live the January Ascension Energy Forecast. So that, you know, we normally publish on YouTube. You'll see it first right there on New Year's when we're delivering it. So that's the other thing I wanted to share. And the other reason I was so excited when I was listening to what you were sharing, Sri, is because 2019 as a year of divine awareness will reveal, and I'm going to say it, it will reveal what is real, and it will strip away the veils that have protecting the illusion. So I think there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be shocked when people that they might have respected are shown, are exposed as frauds, when people that have not been heard but have been there for a long time, I would probably put you and I in that category, are now suddenly being heard. And there's going to be a lot of, wow, has that always been? And there's going to be a lot of, oh my God, has that always been? Because you're not going to be able to hide. And here's the key. We're seeing that there's a growing faction of energy on the planet that doesn't want to see, that is literally saying, I don't care what the truth is because all I care about is me. That is a first chakra issue. That is a fear issue. That is a safety issue. Love them, they know not what they do. And the gift of them and the role that they're playing, and we all need to bow before them coming into this lifetime and saying, I will love you so much that I will play this role, is that it assists us to wake up that much further. So the way we honor them is not by hiding in the closet. It's by being as bright as we can be.
Absolutely. You know, there is a truth in the fact that we must, if we choose to be have a life of peace, love, and joy, if we choose to live authentically, we must allow that which is inside of us to come forward. And now, for many people, that can be a scary notion, because that which is inside of you is sometimes felt to be secretive, or you're ashamed of it, or whatever. Well, that's just a layer. That's like an old piece of laundry that just needs some sunlight, that just needs to be freshened. What's inside of us is the essence of our creation. It's that formless energy that animates our body. Many people call it the soul. Some people refer to it as the higher self. We don't need to worry about the words. What matters more than any word is the energy behind the words, or the sincerity behind an intent.
Right.
You know, I noticed in the TFR chat room, people were talking about, Christmas was originally a pagan holiday in that time of season.
Well, don't even get me started about the need for a savior. I mean,
there's a lot of, that's a whole nother discussion.
Yes.
And the piece that I just want to pass forward right now is to remember that we have a choice on how we look at everything.
Exactly.
So when we can look at this season and choose to see the love and the light that is radiating here, we're going to magnify that which we look at. You become that which you focus on.
Right.
So are you focusing on the controversy, or are you focusing on the sincere intent?
Well, and in this month of synergy, this culminating month of the year, that was meant to anchor stability through Shanti Bhakti Ananda. What you're being invited to do right now is pay attention to the energies that are spiraling in your first, second, and third chakra. Now, whether or not you believe in chakras or not is irrelevant. What matters is the energy. So this would be the energy of fear. This would be the energy of safety. This would be the energy of dominion. And this would be the energy of domination for those that are in the third dimension. So of course you see all these energy is acting out right now, because that's what's going on. It's all acting out exactly as it should. It is only when we start reacting as if something's wrong that it starts affecting our own ascended process. And so again, when we say, okay, that is the one side of that Shanti Bhakti Ananda that is acting out on the darker end, mm-hmm. but we also have the other side of that.
You know, it's important to recognize that we are all graduating, so to speak,
yeah.
And that Earth School is a beautiful, beautiful playground. And yet, once you've captured the gifts of it, once you've captured mm-hmm. the learnings, it becomes less of a defining experience and more of a generator of your wisdom.
Well, absolutely, you know, especially as we continue the inquiry, right? You know, because when we start getting into the moment of, all right, as we are each self-ascending, there is that beautiful, brilliant moment that is so hard to put into words, where all the veils come off and you see the illusion for what it is. And when you do, and when you are there, and when you anchor that, then you're at a choice again. And many choose to go all the way back into density. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, I've touched it, I'm there, I'm going back. They don't do it consciously, it just happens. And then there are some that say, I don't know what to do with this yet. And they almost get hung up in the intellectual minutia of the expansion of the eternal oneness. And then the choice I know I made and Sri made was, okay, so now have fun. Now create. Now, if you can see it for what it is, it no longer defines you. It is not in control of you. But if you are absolutely obsessed with conspiracy and justice and the need for righteous behavior, then you cannot, in all honesty, ascend into the expansive state of oneness, because you are carrying judgment with you. And judgment is the final nail in the coffin.
Well, judgment, if you just pause for a moment and say, he who would judge.
Let the first stone. Right?
Well, it isn't just that. It's that judgment is a sign of an independent ego that mm-hmm. thinks it has a better handle on things than the cosmic flow.
And we give it our power. And that's it.
I'm not belittling the mind and intelligence and wisdom, but that's discernment. Mm-hmm. Discernment is the quality that says, I can make good choices, good recommendations, because I have researched, because yeah. I have lived, I have paid attention. Judgment is the energy that would condemn or limit a person, place, or thing mm-hmm. to an attribute that happened in the past and give them no room to grow.
You know, Sri, I want to honor, you know, we have, remember, guys, along with calling in, you can also send us an email to guest@shreeandkiraradio.com with a question, comment, sharing, or a soul reading request. And we do read these and we do respond to them on all three of our shows. This amazing, amazing show, Explore the Mysteries, which we are so grateful to be with right here at TFR Live and OneNessTalkRadio.com. Our friends and delightful compadres, Alan and Sandra with Soul Mirror, again, right here at TFR Live on Thursday nights, and tomorrow, Shri and Kira Live, where we do a lot of mini soul readings. And Shri, I know we're coming up on a quick break, but do I have time to read one quick email?
Yeah, you got a minute and a half.
Right.
Let's go for it.
Perfect. All right. This is from Sari. Dear Shri and Kira, I feel as though I'm writing this as a letter to a very best friend. In gratefulness for myself, for you, and all the followers of oneness we are, my heart is exploding with joy and tears it has shed for the mere truth of your words and actions given to us all. I am honored and privileged as a soul of this universe to connect with your wisdom and all those that tune in with you. Every story, every question, a mirror of me, always wondering, was that for me? And it is. And always bringing a bright spot into a world that might seem a little, maybe a lot, trying. The hope inside my heart knows how many of us are sharing the same and moving in the same direction, for we know that the old no longer exists and the light shines brighter on the other side of the door. Love to all, peace to all, sorry, and thank you ahead of time for the gift of New Year's. Namaste. I wanted to say, there it is. That's mastery in motion. And yeah. Sorry, just feel our heart wrapped around you because you are an emissary of light. And for every moment you hold that gift, you open the door for 100,000 others to do the same, as quoted to us by Archangel Zadkiel.
Yeah, it's truly a blessing and a message of sincerity and love. And beloved listeners, we love you. And we're going to be right back after these messages to continue the conversation.
Awesome.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Hello, namaste, beloved ones, and welcome back. We are delighted to be with you. This is Kira Ra, and you know, Shri and I have been talking a lot about what is happening right now in the consciousness. And you know, if you were with us in the first half of the show, and we really hope you were, thanks for staying with us. And if you're just joining us, hey, we're glad you found us as well. And what is happening right now, especially in the energy of the solstice, as we are moving ourselves in this, I really feel like a bullet, a gun coming into this New Year's Eve moment. Well, earlier in the show, Shri was sharing about the energy of the choice, that we are always able to make choices. And as 2019 comes forward in this year of divine awareness, many are going to make the choice to actually see what is right in front of them or not. And this was the conversation we started before the break, is that those who are choosing not to see, and some people are very conscious of it. I think all of us are aware of people who are like, I don't care. I just believe X is true, even in the face of whatever, right? That's a moment for all of us to recognize, who are we to argue with anyone's perception of reality? Because in the end of the day, perception is reality until you can anchor in the recognition and the awakened presence awareness that it's all an illusion. And when we can see that it's all an illusion, when we could experience it all as an illusion, everything melts. Now, what does that mean? What it means is that we lift into a higher sense of awareness. We become more than just the witness. You know, many years ago, Eckhart Tolle became very famous for witnessing, for sitting on his bench and witnessing himself. A fabulous way to begin, truly. And when we witness ourselves and we're in the now moment, it is an extraordinary and exquisite gift that helps pop the illusion. It helps us smile. You know, it's that soft inner smile that sees it for what it is rather than dives into everything and lets it, and it consumes us.
Perception is indeed the greatest hypnotic device that was put in place to separate you from your authenticity, from your divinity. And it's very important to recognize that the doorways of perception are both a tool, a delight, and an impediment.
Tool, delight, impediment. That is a fascinating description.
And so as we are moving forward, you know, there's each and every one of us has our way of growing.
Yeah.
And it's almost as if there's chapters in your life.
I think there's definitely. I don't think almost.
where you call to yourself certain ways of doing things.
Yeah.
And you may not consider yourself a seeker, yet you might be curious. You might be inquisitive. You might be looking and reading things. And it's important to recognize that everything you do is useful. However, it's also important to have a barometer in order to guide your choices.
Well, and to recognize that there is a rich energetic that wants your energy. You know, you are food if you leave your energy field open. And that is how sometimes, you know, we've said this before, you know, a very simple way is you walk in somewhere, you're feeling great, and all of a sudden you're like, why do I feel this way? Or what's going on there? Or suddenly your stomach might hurt for no apparent reason, or suddenly you have a terrible headache, or suddenly you just can't shake a depressive moment. Oftentimes it's not you. Oftentimes it is an opening in your energy field that has kind of peaked and looked at that free-floating anxiety. And this free-floating anxiety is really fat, guys. I mean, it's getting plenty of fuel. I mean, here's the good news. When something gets overfed and fat, it will eventually fall asleep and become lethargic. And we're seeing that this chaos energy, right? Everyone knows things can't continue the way they are. Celebrate that. That means that the imminent experience of expansion is yours to claim. And it also means that what, right? And we talked about this expansion and contraction. And for as much of the expansion energy is there to claim, the contraction is there because it's all balancing. And I think that's one of the bigger lessons from this very profound solstice that gave a lot of people a lot of future visioning. A lot of people telling me about their visions over solstice.
And you know, I just want to say, trust yourself.
Yes.
No matter what's going on. Trust yourself, because even if you are deluded, even if you are drugged out
or driven
by an emotion,
right,
or whatever
right.
form of delusion is running you, it is not permanent.
Exactly. This too shall pass.
This too passes.
But only if you're the witness of the witness of the witness. And this is where I was going to earlier, is that we were at a single witnessing with the now moment. We're beyond that. The now moment was actually a training ground to assist us to now lift up into our ascended beingness. And that is the support mechanism, the extra amplitude that was not even available to help us sustain this until right now. This is a moment of celebration.
Absolutely. It's also a moment to recognize that the outer world has nothing to feed your essence.
Exactly. Yeah.
The outer world is
an illusion.
It's an illusion. It's a delusion. It's a distraction.
And
it's also a training ground. You know, it's like people who want to have a muscular body go to the gym. Well, do you live in the gym? Does everyone in the gym, is that your whole only family? If so, I bet it won't last.
Right.
You know, and so it's very much like that in 3D. I remember once having a conversation with Archangel Zadkiel. Mm-hmm. And as many of you know, Kira and I have a interdimensional
blessing
of communion, that, you know, there's layer upon layer of dimensional realities that are overlaid like Russian dolls upon this consciousness.
Yeah.
And everyone has the capacity to touch and be part and participate in those realities. However, it may not be your moment or your destiny at this time, because when we took birth, we had an agreement. We took birth for a reason. It wasn't an accident in the back of a Ford.
Or at least we like to believe that.
You know, there is a divine appointment at work.
Always.
And there's other vehicles other than Fords. Anyway.
Well, I was going to go there, but I kept my mouth shut, babe.
Well, anyway, back to the conversations with Archangel Zadkiel.
Yeah.
And a couple of the little nuggets that were shared stay with me to this moment. One of them is about the distortion of density.
Mm-hmm.
I asked Archangel Zadkiel about chemtrails. You know, I figured, okay, we
why not?
Why not? Here's an ascended being, a messenger of love,
right,
who is traveling with humanity in service and love. And I was witnessing all of those chemtrails up in the sky, and I asked about them. And here's the piece I choose to share at this time. What Zadkiel said to me is, yes, they do exist. Yes, there are chemicals. And yes, those who have put them in place will stop pretending that they're not what they are.
And they have.
They'll no longer be clouded with white fumes.
Right.
You'll start seeing the orange and the brown and the colors of the chemicals. And that basically will be a sign that you have reached the time when those who are corrupting the shared experience believe that they're untouchable.
And that is exactly where we are. And I think this is, you know, you and I have talked about this, and this is why we're so excited. Sri and I are really visioning right now putting together Oneness Live on the road, where we'll be able to come to different cities all around the world and meet with you guys and host workshops and have one-on-ones and do a lot of beautiful things together. And the reason I think this is so important, Sri, is when you and I first came together in 2003, we were like the universe came together. And if you've not, most of this is in our first book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home, which just went into its fourth printing. And so if you've ordered it lately and you didn't get it, it's because we are sold out. We have the next printing shipping shortly. And this book has been in continuous print for all these years because it was the doorway to authenticity. It's even the subtitle is even the Path of Authenticity. And Archangel Zadkiel came forward with so much wisdom. And what you and I have discovered is that we didn't even know it at the time, but we were front loaded with all this information. And as even Sri and I are going back and we're getting ready to do some releases, we've got some extraordinary material that we're going to do a 10-year celebration release on. It was for now. All this material was for now. And it's like you and I were in school getting ready for this moment. And I want to declare, yeah, we're ready.
Yeah. And continuing in another conversation with this archangelic energy.
Please.
I asked about the ascension process and was trying to get an understanding. And the ascension process is one of self-ascension. And this is what's important. This is a discernment. Freedom is not granted to you. Freedom is what you claim. Ascension is not a magic wand that someone bops you on the head with. You claim it through the natural evolution of calling forward your mastery in your ascended self.
And this is that magic. You know, it's three steps, my loves. It's three steps. But in order to do the three steps, you first have to literally wake up to the first step, which is awareness. And what's so profound is that 2019 for the entire planet is the year of divine awareness. So that means that every single being will wake up to the level of consciousness they are ready to experience. Everyone is awake. The question is, what are they awake to? And in 2019, that awareness energy is around all. And when we have awareness, it means that we will start experiencing. And through those experiences, we are going to be asked to keep making more choices. And here's the key. Every time you make a choice, it ignites a new awareness, which ignites a new experience, which ignites another choice. And the question that is something to pay attention to within your heart right now is, are you in an ever-refining spiral upward? Are you spiraling laterally? Or you notice yourself going backwards.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's important to recognize that everybody has their source of information that they find reassuring. You know, I was smiling as I was noticing in the TFR chat that there's a person there that was saying, talking to archangels, that's unbelievable.
And I agree. I was, okay, guys. I mean, seriously, I have always said I am the idiot savant of all of this. Read our book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home, because I went kicking and screaming into this. Believe me, I get it.
And it's an interesting thing when a alternate reality becomes a reality, meaning many of you may have read the Don Juan books that were published, you know, 30 years ago or so, and The Shaman's Journey. Many of you may have noticed that ancient paintings, both in the Christian and the Buddhist traditions, show winged beings flying over the sainted ones. Those with the halos often have angelic beings in the and depicted. The angels are written about in all of the sacred books because they are connected to the interdimensional reality that is extremely adjacent to our physical reality. And it's sort of like the sun. We haven't really touched the sun, have we? But we know the light of the sun. We know sunlight. And so it is with alternate realities. Until you have actually experienced them, they become abstractions. But you can feel the energy of them. You can feel the truth of love no matter where it's emanating from. And this was, for me, one of the biggest things that happened when we began to open the interdimensional doorways is the noticing whether the radiation that came with the message had love, had expansion, had peace around it, or whether the message was strictly almost a pointed delivery intended to,
well, you know, higher, lower,
aggravate or
stimulate. Right. And there were some very clear, like, does it stimulate a sense of higher, lower? Does it cause you to judge? Does it give a sense of entitlement or a sense of, something that's outside of a balanced energy? And this is why my angels, you know, we are better together, because when we come together, just like we are on this show right now, when we come together, we can open up. All voices deserve to be heard. It doesn't mean you have to agree with them.
Yeah.
Let's just at least honor that each being has the right to exist. Whether or not each being travels a journey that you are traveling during this lifetime, that's not our decision to make. What is our decision to make is how we live our life, how we put our energy out there. And there is a world of distraction that wants dominion of your brain. It's real. And you know what? Who the hell cares? It doesn't matter if it's real or not. What matters is how you are claiming your mastery through it, because that's why it's all there. And so if you want to drown in the minutiae, if you want to get yourself all, you know, whatever, you know, converted and convoluted into the conspiracy and the hype and whatever, then you know what Archangel Zadkiel would say? Do it well.
Enjoy.
Go in and do it well. But stop freaking pretending that you're something you're not. Go in and do well what's calling you. And through that experience, you will awaken. Who is any of us to decide what our journey's awakening is supposed to look like? The minute that we can say yes to the universe, the minute that we can say yes to our journey. And guys, I need to say one thing. Remember, I'm so friggin' stubborn, they had to kill me to get me to do it. Let's not forget that I died, and that it was through my near-death experience that I was able to have that resurface, come back. You know, So it's hard. And yet, here was the blessing of my death. I have zero fear of dying because I know that's an illusion. And I have zero fear of saying the truth, because what are they going to do? Kill me? I have no fear of that. Been there, done that. Actually, twice now.
Well, regardless of belief systems, regardless of points of view,
yep,
we do share some things.
Quite a bit, yeah.
And it's important, I believe, that we seek out and build upon our commonalities, not our mental projections and differences. And our commonalities include the basic human needs, and then includes the refined human needs. And what I'm referring to specifically is once we get past safety, sex, and power, what I mean by that is that once we know that we can survive in the world, we immediately move into the higher order of expression. And the higher order of expression includes art. It includes love. It includes music. It includes caring for others. And these are truths that you might say are self-evident, because in the self-evidence is the demonstration through other people's lives. And it's important for each of us, I believe, to find a way that we can demonstrate to ourselves that our life has purpose, our life has meaning, and that we can be happy.
I deserve because I was born. And this goes back to exactly what we were talking about earlier, which is we are in this moment, 2018, and we are getting close to a big holiday moment, right? And, you know, guys, the holidays are what we each make them to be. There is the illusionary holiday that's all about consumerism and gift giving and whatever story you want to believe about whatever savior you need in your life to make you feel good, cool. But the reality is that what we are at is a moment where whether or not it's an ancient pagan tradition, whether or not it's a Christian, whether or not it's Jewish, whether it doesn't matter. What matters is what's in your heart. What's in your heart in this moment? And the one thing that I will always cherish as part of my near-death experience is that when I first was aware of the experience happening, I saw this beautiful Godhead. And it kept showing me all these different faces. And it melted in front of me into the recognition that all is one. We are all one. And so as we expand or contract through the next however many days, 8 days of 2018, can you bring your hands to your root chakra and say, I deserve because I was born? Can you bring your hands to your second chakra and really own, I create through the universe? I am a creator. Can you own that? And can you bring your hands to your third chakra, really breathing and holding and simply claim, I empower my truth? Because when we can live in the ascended principles of Shanti, Bhakti, and Ananda, which is bringing peace, love, and joy into our physical body, then and only then we are able to live from the ascended root center of our ascended chakras, and that's the heart. And instead of it being the end of the journey, it becomes the beginning of the next journey.
Beautifully said, my love. It is important that each person find their way, and the gateway is right inside of you. It's not a thought. It's not a realization. You can actually use any one of your chakra centers as a gateway to the central column of light, which will inform you. This is not a New Age belief as much as a practical reality. And for those that have no idea what I'm talking about or how to do it, there are other ways. It's called sit in nature. It's called look into a leaf until that leaf actually dissolves before your eyes. Everything is energy, and consciousness plus energy creates form. These are alchemical principles that define the world. And yet when you have all these creator beings running around with limited information, guess what?
Exactly. We
create chaos.
But that's part of it. See, and that's the key, is that when we can lift up, and guys, it's, you know, I remember Sri when Archangel Zadkiel talked about releasing a sense of one planet. Releasing a sense of one universe. You know, when we can really accept our multidimensional nature, then we're able to expand beyond the brain, expand beyond the ego, and we become the witness, witnessing the witnesser of the third dimensional experience. And I know that's a lot to grasp, guys, which is why I'm a broken record with it. But I can tell you from having touched that space a lot recently, it changes your life forever. Mm-hmm. And it awakens you to a depth of love and compassion for your fellow human beings that you never knew existed within you. And even myself, even over the past month, I have watched this leaps and bounds. And all I keep saying every morning, every moment is thank you. Thank you. Can we be living with the energy of thank you for being on this planet at this moment? Thank you for all of the distractions that are asking, are you really ready? Because I know for myself, I can say, yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I remember years ago really enjoying the work of Alan Watts. Mm. And Alan Watts, for those that don't know, is a scholar, a teacher, and very much aligned with a deep communion with Buddhism. But here's the piece that I want to share with you today that has nothing to do with his particular worldview. He just says that the natural process of awakening seems to be a little bit like you're in a movie theater.
So true. Yeah.
And you know, when you're watching a movie, mm-hmm. you are in the movie. You're so in the movie.
I mean,
you're having your emotions and your thoughts and your
get me tissues.
And you're working with the plot line. And then in the awakening process, you begin to realize I'm sitting in a theater, yet I'm having an experience that feels very real.
Yes. Yes.
It feels very real. This is back to what we touched on earlier about perception. It's perceived as if it's real. Well, what Alan Watts then recommends is take a look at the projection room back behind you.
Yeah.
There is a light projecting against some imagery that has creating that hypnotic event in which you lose yourself.
Mm.
And so this is the witness witnessing the witnesser.
Absolutely.
Witnessing. And there is a level beyond the projection room.
And we are at a moment right now when the greatest gift you can give yourself is to be authentic with you. Love you. You know, if over the next few days you're going to be navigating airports or you're going to be navigating family or you're just navigating being with yourself and not feeling bad about it, that's the moment, guys. And I've said it over and over again, bring a hand to your heart, mantra of self-ascension. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. And if you repeat it over and over again, non-dogmatic, it's simply an affirmation of the divine truth that you are. And it's a sense of trust being given from the self to the self. You will be blown away with where it will take you. Even if you say it sarcastically to begin with, I am here. I am ready. I am open, guide me. And then go to shreeandkira.com, click on Yoga of Self-Ascension, and whichever practice calls to you, they're all free, do it.
We each have that which we're seeking inside.
Yeah.
There's nothing you have to believe, nothing you have to do other than to perhaps kindle that spark,
mm-hmm.
perhaps nourish that flame inside until it grows into ever greater empowerment to help you have this experience with peace, love, and joy.
And you know, guys, isn't that the gift? Don't we love? I love that we all get to come together. We get to have these moments, and we are always excited. We do a lot of mini soul readings on Sundays. So if you want to join us tomorrow, please join us at onenesstalkradio.com or shreeandkiraradio.com at noon Pacific time, 1 hour earlier than this show. And get into the queue. We have lots of open phone lines there. But you got to call in early because usually by the time the show starts, the lines are full. And so today we want to just let you know that as we feel into your heart, as we feel into this community, thank you. Thank you for trusting yourself. Thank you for being on the planet right now. Thank you for asking your questions, even if you think they're challenging. That's radical authenticity, and we honor, respect, and love you for it. Keep it up.
Absolutely, because it's through the interactions that we discover ever-refining levels of truth. You know, truth is what it is, but there is, let's just say there's the infinite, there's the infinite, and then there is the experiential.
Yeah.
And it's important to recognize that we are both. So in the experiential, let's have conversations. Let's co-create together. In the infinite, Nothing is needed.
Yeah. And hey, guys, you definitely want to make a note and join us next Saturday. We are going to have an extra special show for you coming to you live with people from all around the world. We will be a little special, a little different show for you. So make a note. Explore the mysteries next Saturday. Be here.
And beloved ones, we love you. We're so glad that you tuned in. And we look forward to having another conversation next Saturday.
Next Saturday. Nice. With Shri and Kira.